Sorry, Madam Chair. This is Lavarne.
Hello.
Hi. I'm sorry. I had to step away for a minute. Can a point of information, was there some, did you talk about first class versus third class mailing? Was that what I was just thinking about?
Excuse me. Lavarne, I hate to interrupt you, but Madam Chair, you have to recognize that I said the time was up on this.
Yeah, that's item. What I was trying to get at, and then Lavarne stepped in, so I didn't want to cut her off mid-sentence.
Okay.
So we'll need a vote to extend time on this item.
Move to extend 10 minutes.
Okay, there's a motion.
Could it be five? Well, I think, aren't we
five
ready
minutes,
to vote after this point of information?
Move to extend 5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any objections to extending the item for 5 minutes? Hearing none, we'll extend for 5 minutes. Lavarne, you have a point of information?
Thank you. Just quickly, Dan. Was Bob speaking to the idea of mailing first class versus third class? And, just briefly, I had a conversation with a professional election group, and just in terms of the way report for information, the way, I'd suggested, in terms of telling about our election and mailing ballots third class, that's considered a serious issue with any professional management group. And I heard someone say that that these changes were recommended by both the national election supervisors. Well, I know with the last election, there were just serious management issues in terms of the person having the expertise to manage the election, and I think that that's where a lot of the issues were there versus just the bylaws of how the election laws were written for Pacifica. But just if you could just ask that question, answer the question about third class versus first class. Thank you.
I think Wendy had brought it up that was also an argument that she heard. But we only extended for 5 minutes. We're probably down to three about now.
Julie, can I answer the question?
Yeah, Bob.
Okay. The committee as a whole, the governance committee, has not taken a position on this. I mean, my personal position is that I remain to be convinced that the tens of thousands of dollars in expense is justified, given that you can extend the period so that every single person will get their mail by third class. That issue is not resolved one way or the other by this amendment. You could adopt this amendment and still vote for first class, although I personally don't think it's a good idea. Those are separable issues, and I think they should be separated. And I forgot to say one other thing in my comments before. It's very important. This is my personal position. This is not the committee's position, but I do believe that there is a valid concern on the part of some independent candidates who are not connected to slates that a 30-day nomination period may make it a little harder and perhaps an insurmountable barrier to getting enough signatures and getting their literature out, so that we talked in the committee informally about that there's nothing to bar under the bylaws the election supervisor from putting out the material to register and collect your signatures before, and perhaps 30 days before the nominations formally open. So I just want to make that clear that I think that should be looked at as something the Election Review Committee could examine as a policy to just make sure there's lots of time for people to circulate their names, even though they're not registering officially as a candidate until July 25th. That's it.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Julie, a point of clarification?
Yes, Rob.
I checked. The proposal that we're making now, if it's going to go out over the air, it's going to have to be voted on in that format. In other words, to answer David's question, we may not amend it.
Really? I just looked at the bylaws and came to the opposite conclusion.
Well,
can I suggest the governance committee try to look at this and come back with an opinion on, the amendability of
right.
it?
Right. But what we're trying to do now is basically get this agendized.
Right. No, I'm not contradicting that.
Yeah. And I agree with Bob. Many of the points William has made, I agree with. We're simply trying to improve the likelihood of the next election process working more smoothly than the previous ones.
Okay.
Point of order. Time's up.
Okay. So with time, we're going to need to, I think, move to a vote on this.
Yeah.
And this discussion item. So are there any objections to agendizing a bylaws revision around the election timeline? There's no objection. Okay, hearing none.
This is Patty. Patty,
yes,
here.
Patty.
I would like to object.
Okay. Donna, can we go to a roll call?
Yes. I'm not quite sure. We had a motion. Is the motion to agendize the amendment for the September TNB meeting?
Correct.
Okay.
Point of order.
And who made, was it Director Robertson or Director Letterer who made the motion and who seconded it?
Point of order.
Yes, Dave.
I think the motion was actually included that it be, that announcements also start immediately on the air, if I'm not
That's
mistaken.
Correct, yes.
Well, can the maker of the motion please read the motion? Please.
The motion is that we begin announcing that we will have, that we will discuss an amendment to change the time frame for the nomination and the printing and mailing periods of the election. And that that will be discussed on the 25th of September. Is that correct, Bob?
Yeah.
Why don't we go ahead and say it's the September board meeting?
September meeting.
Point of order?
Yes, Dave?
As a bylaws amendment, I think that the way Rob has read it, it doesn't specify that the proposed amendment itself needs to be read.
Yeah, it was pretty specific. We need to read the whole thing.
Actually, a point of information, Maria here. If you're moving the general concept, that's completely different from what I thought Bob had put forward, so we need clarification. Could somebody clarify if you're moving that we take up the item in concept or if we're taking up a specific item, because that'll change how I vote.
So we're taking up the item that the bylaws subcommittee has brought to our attention.
Okay, well, that's not what Rob just moved, so I don't know how you want to handle that, Madam Chair.
Can I try to rephrase the motion so it's properly conforms to the bylaws? I think it would be that the amendment to the bylaws proposed by six directors concerning the election time frame be agendized for the September 2005 PNB meeting, and that that announcements be made on all five Pacifica stations beginning immediately. Announcements about this this vote be made on all five Pacifica stations beginning immediately.
Okay, is the motion and its intent clear to the body?
Yeah, I have a point of information.
Yes, Maria.
Maria again. Thank you, Madam Chair. So if we take up this item in specific, as it's proposed, we can then propose amendments at the September board meeting. Is that correct?
Can I answer?
Go ahead, Bob.
What I think we just heard were two diametrically opposed opinions by two different directors. So my suggestion was that the governance committee discuss this at our next meeting and come back with our recommendation, which obviously the board can decide how it interprets the bylaws. The bylaws are silent on the question you and others are asking. So we have to decide using our common sense and, you know, maybe Robert's rules might offer some guidance. We'll just have to see if we can come up with an answer that we agree on as to what's allowed or not allowed on that. It's unclear.
This is Wendy.
Yes,
we had a really specific motion that we were asked to consider from the Governance Committee. Can you read that motion and vote on it?
Yes. Go ahead, Donna. Can you reread the motion and move to a roll call vote?
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Yes, Ambrose?
If I understand what they're trying to do, they're simply saying that the ballot shall be mailed to the members on September 30th instead of October 15th. That's the only change.
And that nominations close on August 30th. I don't have it in front of me, as opposed to September.
August 25th.
Right.
Instead of September 25th.
Yeah, those are the only two substantive changes.
Yeah.
Let me, this is Teresa. Have we opened up the discussion again?
No, we
haven't.
Looks
like it.
Okay. Because I don't see why we just don't move every date up 2 months and avoid the Christmas rush.
Okay, Madam Chair,
I'd like to move to avoid the Christmas rush, please.
I would be happy to take the roll call, but it would be impossible for me to read the motion.
Okay, Bob, can you state the motion? Donna, can you try to capture it? And
okay.
Bob, can you also email it to Donna?
Sure. Okay. The PNB resolved that the Pacifica National Board sets a vote for its September 2005 meeting on the amendment concerning the delegate election time frame proposed by 6 board members, and that all 5 Pacifica stations immediately begin airing daily announcements about this vote, about that vote.
Point of order, Madam Chairman?
Yes.
I'm very confused now. All the bylaws say is that 6 members can propose an amendment. We've read the amendment.
Right.
6 members have said that they propose it, and I don't know where in the bylaws this vote is comprehended.
Can I answer, Julie?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. I'm just pulling it up on screen. Okay, this is Article 17, Section 1B. All properly proposed bylaws amendments shall be held until that date, which is 60 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates, and here's where we come in tonight, as determined by the board. So we're determining the date before which which must be no less than 60 days before the
vote. Then all we're doing is determining a date, then that's all the motion has to refer to.
That's all the motion has to be.
Well, I guess that's true that the daily announcements are required by the bylaws, so it's somewhat duplicative to state it in the motion, but it's a way of reminding the 5 stations that it's there, so technically it's not necessary.
Okay.
I would disagree. I think technically it's crucial because if it doesn't happen, we can't hold the vote.
Okay,
right.
Well, we need to move forward on this motion. The time has been called a while ago, and we've moved it back into discussion.
Madam Chair, I still don't understand one thing. Can I ask it one more time?
Go ahead.
Bob, I'm sorry. Please indulge me. If we take this up at the board meeting, do we have to vote it up or down only, or can we amend it?
I thought I already answered that.
You
we
did,
have,
but I'm
we
sorry.
Don't,
I didn't
we don't
get it.
Know. We have two different opinions.
The governance committee is going to come back to us in our next telephonic
meeting.
Well,
can we wait until we get that answer? Because
if we wait till we get that answer, then we miss the posting.
Time limit.
Unnecessary.
And we don't do notice, right?
What are we going to vote on this now?
That's grammatically incorrect, Rob.
Hmm?
We don't do any of it right, not none of it.
Okay.
Julie, this is funny.
We need to move forward, y'all.
Julie?
So, yes.
Julie? What are we going to start announcing on the radio tomorrow?
That a vote will be held at the September board meeting on this amendment. But
are we going to say what the amendment is?
Yes.
Yes.
Are we going to tell us tonight?
I read it.
And you all have been sent the amendment. I sent it out as soon as the governance committee passed it. So you all have this. I've had this in front of you for the past day and a half.
Our secretary doesn't know what it is.
Well, I suggest that you all...
I didn't say I couldn't get over to that file and get it.
Okay. again, I suggest that... And you all knew that this was going to be on the agenda because I sent out the agenda over a week ago and mentioned that I would be sending this once I had received it officially from the governance committee. So this has been before us. We need to vote.
Call the question, Madam.
My only problem is that now that we're asking for clarification on it right now, we're not able to say what it is. Now we suddenly changed it to we're going to be voting on something at the September meeting.
No, that's not true.
Something.
Okay, can you just tell me again what we're going to vote on?
You want me to read the amendment again? Is that the question you're asking, or are you asking another question?
Yes, please. I would appreciate that, yes.
Sure. This is amending Article 4, Section 5 of the bylaws. In a delegate election year, the nominations for vacating seats shall open on July 25 and remain open for 31 days, closing on August 25th. The national and local election supervisors shall thereafter prepare the written ballots for each radio station, listing all the candidates and setting forth all other information required by these bylaws. Ballots shall be mailed or otherwise made available to the members on September 30 or the following business day if September 30 is a mail holiday. In order to be counted, a ballot must be received on or before November 15th, the, quote, election close date, close quote. All ballots shall be held sealed until the election close date. If the required quorum of ballots is not received by the election close date, then the election close date shall be extended by 2 additional weeks. The national and local election supervisors shall have up to 15 days after the election close date to count the ballots and to certify the results to the LSBs, the board, and the members, which results must be reported by December 1 or, if the election close date was extended, by December 15, and shall be posted on the foundation's and the radio station's websites. If no quorum of ballots is obtained by the extended date, then those delegates whose terms would have expired upon the election of new delegates shall remain in office until the next regularly scheduled delegate election. Member record date will be August 16. That's it.
And as Ambrose pointed out, the two most substantive changes were the date times in terms of nominations and what was the other one again?
The opening date.
The opening date.
No, the closing date for nominations.
And the closing date, no.
No, the opening date is the same.
It's the opening for 31 days instead of 62 days and closing on August 25th. And the second has to do with ballots mailed on September 30th rather than October 15th.
Thanks, Ambrose. And
call the question, Madam Chair.
Okay, the question's been called. Is
point of order, at time, you don't need to call the question.
Oh, okay.
You have to move to a vote.
All right.
That's it.
So is everyone clear on what they're voting on this evening?
No.
Yes, I take that as a yes.
So, you want me to call a roll call?
Yes, please.
Okay, motion number 4, as Director Robertson read it. Steve Pierce?
Yes.
Varn Williams?
Yes.
William Walker? Star Ranhala?
Yes.
Dave A. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I abstain.
Okay. Maria Armonia?
Pass.
Donna Warren? I'll abstain. Joe Mont... Oh, I forget about him. Nkosi? Kamal? Wendy Schroll?
I abstain.
Teresa?
Yes.
Patty?
No.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't abstain that time, huh?
Nope.
Okay. Mark?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Serena? Serena? I'll come back.
Hello.
Yes?
I was muted. Yes.
Okay. You're a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Coming back to Mavarn.
I abstain.
Coming back to William. Okay. Coming back to... Oh, Maria, did you say... What did you say?
No, I had passed too.
Okay, so what do you want to say now?
I'm still equivocating because I'm uncomfortable with the not unanswered governance question.
Okay, so how do you want to vote?
Equivocally. I guess that means I abstain.
Okay. And Nkosi.
Yes.
Okay, I think that's everybody. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. And one no. It passes, Madam Chair.
Okay, thanks, Donna. We're going to move on to the next agenda item, which is the update from the Executive Director, specifically an update on ADA audits and the former ED and assistant computers.
I have...
This is Ray.
Yes, Ray.
Doesn't that these issues involve activities of employees of the station at some point?
No.
They don't?
Nope.
Former employees I'm talking about?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Ambrose.
The first one is the ADA audit. Frankly, I haven't had a chance to deal with those yet. We've been pretty busy. But as I told the chair, I'll make it a priority for between now and the next meeting. As far as the computers, I have the computer in question, and I will have it analyzed and report back to the board.
Which computer is that, sir?
Dan Coughlin.
Okay, well, there were two in question, so...
These are not on the agenda. Do you want me to deal with some other things, Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
I've talked today with the person I'll probably hire as Director of Human Resources. I'll meet with her one more time, and then I'll offer her the position. Another thing I want to deal with, I did get information from Maria about the person she thinks might be a good attorney for us. I left information for him to get his credentials. I'll review them and get them out to every board member, and then we can make a decision. Mike Martin, I asked to do several jobs. I don't have a report from him yet on what he's doing. Maybe, Wendy, you can help me here. Because I need to get a report on what he's doing with that lawsuit at T.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Sure.
Has he responded? Has he accepted all these challenges that you've offered him?
He accepted the first challenge, which was to do the release.
Uh-huh.
Then I gave him the other, and apparently he's been talking to your board chair instead of the general manager.
Oh, well, that's kind of weird. So, will look into that and see what else I can find out.
Yeah, tell him it's very important that he call me as soon as he can.
Okay.
Ambrose?
Yeah.
This is Sarge Julie. Hi. Can I take a second here?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Regarding our corporation attorney, are there just more than one candidate or just one person?
Well, what the board asked me to do was to, what I said, I needed to talk to Maria because she had some recommendations, and I wanted to vet that person first, and so I should have that information within the week, and I'll get it out to the full board. If it's my judgment that Maria is right, then we'll go for it.
May I jump in here, too?
Sure.
Yes.
I actually started out when I checked around to get some names of some really great lawyers for nonprofits. I got a series of three or four names and really narrowed it down for a variety of reasons, including that a couple of them said they could not take on another client or they, you know, didn't, you know, there was one thing or another that they weren't as familiar with. The one that Ambrose is speaking about now just sounded great. And then the other thing that I have been checking out for us to save money on things is that there's something in Los Angeles called public counsel. They don't take you on as a long-term client, but they offer free legal advice for nonprofit organizations. But you have to qualify. And so we have to go through a whole... process if we want to do that. I've been talking to them for days, so I hadn't even submitted all of that information to Ambrose yet.
today I just sent them to our bylaws because they need to look at all of that stuff before they can even consider. So there's definitely more than one that we've talked to, but there's one so far that sounds really great. And then I think once in a while we could use this public counsel to save money too, if they will do it.
Okay, Teresa, may I ask a question?
Yes, Teresa.
Does anyone here have the email that Dan Coughlin sent to the National Board that had the links to the sites of three different law firms, so at least these can be considered?
No, but it'd be very easy to find.
I don't think he sent us an email.
It.
He talked to us about it in person in D.C.
No, he did. I have it.
Oh, okay.
Is there any way that you can send that to Maria just so she can consider those as an option?
Yeah. I can send it to the whole board.
That's good.
Thank you, Dave, for being
anal.
Technically skilled enough to say that in a place where you can retrieve it.
Anal was good.
Are we supposed to use
Well, actually, maybe not.
But
certainly
word.
Retentive.
Retentive is good.
The other thing I want to deal with, and I want Wendy to deal with this, I sent you an email, which is a copy of an email she had sent me, that I asked her to do after she told me the good news about the board meeting in her hometown. So, Wendy, why don't you tell them so they can ask you some specific questions?
It's the town I reside in.
All right.
So we are tasked with providing a PMB meeting for, you know, a national meeting in the Houston area in September 23rd through 25th. And so the LSV in Houston has already identified a committee, which I had expressed some strong opinions about, so I was awarded a seat on that committee. And... So here's the great news is that we have already secured a free meeting space that is not only adequate size to bring in all the members of the public and everything, but it'll be even better than that because they've already it's already wired for sound and video, and we'll be able to provide streaming audio and video with. Actually, not any disruption to what they already do there. It's totally free. It happens to be the local public access TV channel. They're very excited to have the PNB meet there, and they not only have enough space for our spectators to sit in the audience and have the whole board there, but they also have like overflow rooms that have video cameras if people actually want to look at us. So it's just a really great community collaboration. They've already told us, you know, we have place restaurants identified already that are going to provide free food for the National Board and probably for all the people that come there in the audience, too. I mean, I don't want to say probably. We're going to do that. Here's the whole thing. We're going to do this Southern hospitality thing. So we're going to pick up everybody who needs to be picked up from the airport. We're going to... We're going to find places for everybody to stay. We're going to provide for everything for this entire thing. People have stepped up that want to, you know, cook you food when you're not at a meeting. It's all going to be very, very good. And but my main news is that, yes, we have an amazing free meeting space. There will be streaming audio and video archived for later download. As I said, I don't know who wants to look at us, but, it'll be available for us. We can do that. And so the main point that we want to make is that we're going to make this National Board meeting an example of how it can be done, even probably more efficiently than we've done when we've paid a gazillion dollars to have a National Board meeting. So our committee is asking for all the National Board members and staff to please get their plane tickets ahead of time. That's the basic idea, is that it doesn't have to cost all that much more than the price of the plane fares, and this is a really opportune time to do it since we're all having financial troubles and the national office in particular, you know, is being subjected to some unfair budget cuts because of other stations. So anyway, my main point from my committee to the national board and the staff is to get your plane tickets on time. It's all set up so you can do that. You can get them starting now. If you want to come before the day of the meeting, you know, it's the same cost to Pacifica either way. I mean, it will be this time because we will put you up wherever you need to go for free. So just come in, make your plane tickets now. That's my main point. If you want to come in like a day before, a day and stay a day after, that's okay. We will find some place for you to stay.
So anyway,
that's the deal. We've got a really good, we're going to have a good time. Everybody always knows that we do when we come to Houston. I mean, that's our main selling point down here. We don't have a lot else. So we will feed you very well, and it won't cost the foundation anything.
That's the reason I sent that out and also sent out the travel agency where you can make your flight plans as soon as possible.
This is Donna. I have a question of Wendy.
Okay.
I have a question of the executive director, too. Wendy, who is offering this and why?
Who is offering the free meeting space?
Yeah.
This would be Houston Media Source, who is our public access TV channel here. And, you know, that we don't have a huge progressive community down here. So we do talk to each other, and so they've just offered to do this. Now, I will tell you guys that this happens to be an organization that happens to be under attack right now from the really reactionary elements in the Houston community. They're being called on the carpet for one of their board members seeing something she called obscene on their public access TV channel. So, you know, we've all been rallying together. We've run editorials on our station. I mean, it happened to come at a time when our city council, who determines whether to continue the organization, they don't actually provide the money, but they have a lot of their license is up for renewal. And so we don't have any control over what happens with that, but the fact that Pacifica is willing to accept their free meeting space at this time will be very helpful, in my opinion, to just showing that somebody cares about them. This is the one place in town where you can actually get Democracy Now! When it's live at 7 a.m. here in Houston. They're just, you know, the people down here, we're not that many, so we're willing to band together. And so, yes, they have guaranteed in writing that they will give us this free meeting space.
You know, as long as there's no backlash to it, okay.
No, there's...
But my second question is, I'm sorry, Ambrose?
Yes?
I think you said that you've recaptured the former ED's computer. I didn't catch what you said about the assistant's computer.
Oh.
You have that, too?
Oh, I've had that. This never left here.
Oh. Okay, so why is it on the agenda?
Because someone asked for it to be
agendized.
Yeah, Petty
had asked for it to be agendized.
The recapture of it or the recapture of the hard drive or what?
No, it doesn't say recapture. It just says former ED and assistant's computers. No recapture or anything.
We wanted to hear formally that both of them were in our possession.
Julie.
What was that?
Hey, this is Mark. I have some questions for the ED when it's appropriate.
Mark.
Before that, Judy?
Yes?
This is Wade. I just wanted to, I realized a bit late, but I'm a little bit concerned that we set up a meeting during what is probably going to be one of the most important entire war demonstration and activities, you know, in a very crucial time. So we consider that. And still, you know, I know that Houston is doing the bank job. They've always done so, and I appreciate that. I'm just concerned that we have a role to play, and we might not be able to play it if we meet at the same time.
Okay, Ray, let me, sorry, just because I had recognized Mark, and then we'll take up that issue right now.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mark.
Well, mine was, it was on a different subject. I just wanted to update on Free Speech Radio News. Because I'm wondering, because, you know, we got this budget we've got to put together for next year, you know, what the impact, or is anything happening with that, or what?
That's the same thing we asked Mike Martin to analyze that agreement and let us know.
But if we haven't heard back from him, we're going to keep that on hold until we do, or?
Well, I'm going to try my best to shake it loose. And
Can we just call him tomorrow?
If not, I call him all the time. But if not, that's the reason I asked Wendy to.
You know what, Ambrose? I could actually walk over there and.
I figured that.
I could.
Yeah.
I can't walk. You can't walk anywhere in Houston, but I can go over there.
Okay, that would be great, because I know that they had, you know, given us a proposal, and we haven't
gotten
back.
Yeah, it's holding us up, really.
Yeah, it really is, especially if we've got a new budget to do, you know. We need to move on that. So I just wanted to urge you to push that forward, and, you know, because we need to know what we're doing there.
Yeah. I'll get a report back from Wendy, and I'll do what I have to do.
I'll go there tomorrow.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is
time
Dave.
Is up.
Okay,
Julie, this is Dave.
All right, first we have Ray on the stack and then Dave, but the Secretary just mentioned that the time is up, so we're going to need to extend this.
I have a motion to extend the time by 15 minutes.
Okay.
LaVorn?
I object.
Okay, is there a second? No second to the motion?
I move to extend by 10 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Julie, didn't you hear me? I did second LaVorn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, Wendy. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to extend by 15 minutes. Are there any objections?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Rob, can we go to a vote? Madam Chair.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Motion.
I'm sorry. Madam Chair, this is LaVorn.
Yes, LaVorn.
I realize if we go into this vote, if we're going to lose another 5 minutes. So can we just get an acceptable, can I put a
question?
Does everyone...
No, there was an objection to it, LaVorn. That's why I'm going to a vote. So if we...
I'm at 12 and a half.
Then move on.
Point of information, where are we in the agenda right now?
We're on the last item.
We're finishing.
Okay.
Shall I call the roll call?
Yes.
Okay, motion to extend by 15 minutes.
I'm back on the call if you're wondering.
Steve Pierce?
Yeah.
LaVorn Williams?
Yes.
William Walker?
I'll abstain.
Sarv? Ranwala? Ranhawa?
Hey,
Randhawa.
Madam Chair?
Randhawa?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I object to our secretary mispronouncing my name every time. And
Sarv,
I hope
Randhawa,
that she takes a class in pronunciation or some other method of education. Begin to call
Robin,
the role in a way
say
and call the people's name in the right way.
Okay.
I'm very sorry. How do you vote? Sarv.
I vote no on you.
Oh, you were so mean.
Okay, can we keep moving through the stack?
Dave?
Yes.
Maria?
Yeah.
Donna? No. And Cozy?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Patty? Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Michael? Ambrose?
Abstain.
Mark?
Yes.
Rob?
No.
Verena?
Yes.
You said yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there a special category for unwilling yeses?
Coming back to, let's see who passed. Patty. And the last
Hello, one. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me
Lord.
Now?
No.
Yes, no, or maybe. What?
Maybe Patty? I'll say yes.
Okay, and the last one is Michael. Michael Warren?
Michael's already gone.
He's already gone. Okay, I can tell you it passed, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair?
Requires
okay.
Two-thirds.
Madam Chair, this is Sarv. I'm sorry.
Sarv?
I have to leave. I have
okay.
a commitment here, so I'll see you. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Sarv. We have Ray and then Dave on the stack. Ray?
Yes, I plead guilty to not being there when the vote was taken, because I have a big anti-war demo in D.C. in my book for that date, the September 24th. I'm hoping that we can reconsider. I know it's been done before, at least under the IPNB, that we would, I know the bylaws mentioned September, but I know that we have held a meeting slightly out of sync with that requirement. And so to me, that would be the weekend of October 1st, of September 30th, that is. Actually, it would still be in September, technically. Because as I was saying, there's a very serious, well, this is a tune to the choir, a very important moment, 3 days of serious activity toward Washington, D.C., with Saturday being the major one and involving lobbying and so on. So I would urge the board to consider moving the meeting to the following weekend.
Okay, is that a formal motion, Ray?
That's a motion, yes.
Okay.
I move that we move the next board meeting from the weekend of the 23rd to the weekend of September 30th.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
I call a question.
Wait a minute. September 30th. Friday the 30th.
Zarina Shakira objects.
Well, Rosh Hashanah starts on Monday.
And Ramadan starts that weekend of the the 1st of October.
And we got all this free stuff because it's on the 23rd.
Let's go with free.
That you could not get on the 30th?
I think it's...
Madam Chair, could we refer this question to the coordinating committee so we can deal with all these different issues?
No. I object.
Wait a minute. This is Teresa. I would like to say something.
Yes, Teresa. And then I'll go back to your
question. When we met in January, I passed around a sheet of paper, and I asked people to state what dates were good for them, and I still happen to have that paper. And I think that there were some people that didn't like that date of the 30th. Now, things may have changed, but there may be some people that are gone from the line right now that did not like the 30th for some reason. I think the religious holiday is an issue that we need to consider. And here, I'm fine. I'm looking.
But that doesn't
well, I don't
begin
think
until October 3rd.
Going to the coordinating committee because I think it was dealt with in January when I asked. And here it is. Rob Robinson at the time said no. Fadi Saba said no, and Dave Adelson at the time said bad.
It's still bad.
At
yes,
the time.
This is Ray. Can I speak now, Chair? I would suggest that in clearly people were not thinking about the fact that we are competing with such an important event. That's why I would accept Dave's suggestion that we ask people the question again, and if indeed it's impossible, then maybe we can keep it. But if people, in view of the circumstances, decide that they can live with it, then we'll have a better day.
This is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
Part of the stuff that I'm talking about has been hinging on us knowing what the dates were, and so we've done our job, like, before anybody else ever tried to. We've went out of our way to start setting this stuff up, so it would cost the least amount of money to the Pacifica Foundation. And to change it right now is going to really mess that up, and so I would urge us all to vote against this.
Madam Chair, this is Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Yeah, that's those issues, and for example, what what Wendy said and all the other issues are something that should be dealt with in committee, not in a board meeting when we've just heard about the issues. So I'd like to move to refer to the governance committee, the coordinating committee.
Well, this is Teresa. I would like to say something.
Okay, first, is there a second? Do we need a second?
I second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Yes, Teresa?
Well, number one, you just heard someone say that there's a religious holiday, which I think might affect anyone's ability to come on the 30th. And
both of them start on the 4th, I thought.
Yes, but Zarina would like to interrupt. That doesn't mean that we're not preparing for those for our, because it lasts for a month.
Yeah.
Okay, but the other thing is, I think that we should be able to plan far enough in advance. And I'm sorry to Ray, to say that that we don't want to participate. It's not that we're not wanting to participate in the demonstration, and I would certainly want the demonstration to be a major one, but I think we have a chance here of having a national board meeting that would cost less than $10,000 compared to some in the recent time that have cost $40,000 and $50,000. And I think people should really give some serious thought to the fact that you shouldn't just snap your fingers and change this. I mean, people should be thinking right now about getting your airline ticket for the September PNB meeting.
I'd like to say something very quickly, too. I'd just like to say that I would view my participation in that weekend's protest as being at the Pacifica board meeting, not as being something different from it.
Zarina also say that I agree with what Teresa's just said and Wendy. When it comes to putting these board meetings together outside of what is being done in Berkeley itself, it does take work and it does take time, and I wouldn't want some. And we knew back in June when we came to that particular board meeting that the next board meeting it had been discussed and the dates had even been given that we were going to be attending the weekend of September 23rd. So I think that if we're talking about one person or maybe two or three people out of 20 other people, I think we need to consider all the work that's already gone into it, because I know what it was like when we did it in D.C., and it's not something that you just casually decide, okay, well, let's just vote on it, and we'll just move it to another time.
Okay. This is Ray. Can I say a word?
We move ahead.
This is LaVarne.
Okay, Ray and LaVarne. Is there anyone else?
Yeah.
I
understand the difficulty, and that's why I think that, again, in this case, we're adding one more week. So you to the statement that it takes time, well, this time you have more time. So clearly the problem really is timing as to whether it interferes with something else. And I think before we decide, Wendy, would we check with those folks and see if it is possible to change it. And I hope this is not just my issue. And I would hate to have a situation where the station are deciding whether to cover what we're doing and what the rest of the world is doing. Finish.
Hey, LaVarne.
Thank you. I understand the position that you're taking, Ray, and I think this is very important. But I think at this point in time, it's 2 months away. Everything is planned in Houston. That we can issue a statement from the Pacifica meeting in support of the movement, and I think it's very unfair to place this on the agenda at this time to the Houston LSB. Thank you.
Julie, this is Dave.
Can I ask for a point
again,
of personal?
Again, we can take all of that into account if we consider it in the coordinating committee meeting, and I just don't think this is the place.
This is Patty.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, William.
I'm sorry, I had to step away. We're talking about moving the board meeting to the 30th?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Patty.
Patty.
I think if it goes to the coordinating committee, it has to go there, and then everyone has to talk about it. It's a motion. It has to be brought back to the board meeting, and that could be 2 weeks or it could be a month. By then, what happens to all the plans and everything? I think we should just vote right now, and in my opinion, it's crazy to ask everybody that's donated their time and organized something to change everything for a conflict when already Zarina has spoken of her conflict. So, I mean, there's always a conflict. Not every single person gets to come to every single meeting. And this has been decided for a long time already, as people have said. And to change it or to move it to committee, it's going to take a month. And what happens in the middle? Is everything up in the air? What happens to this place that donated the space and everything? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to change it now, especially since people have known for quite a long time. These dates have been set for this demo for quite a while, too. So.
Okay, is there any further discussion on this point?
Point of information?
Yes, Bob?
When is the next coordinating committee meeting? And when
August 2nd.
August 2nd. And when's the next teleconference of this board?
The last Monday of August.
Okay.
I mean, I think in terms of the communications piece, that's something that we can facilitate.
Okay, but in other words, just to follow up, so just hypothetically, if the coordinating committee did recommend changing the then it couldn't get decided until the last week of August, which would which might jeopardize the discounts on the airfares, not to mention all the work that Houston would have to go through to try to scramble to change the date. So it seems like this is a now or never. We need to vote on it tonight, or else it's
call the question.
Okay, the question's been called. Is there any objections? Hearing none, let's move forward with the vote. Del, are you prepared?
Sure. Okay, let's see who's left. LaVarne?
Question.
I'm sorry, the motion is, you want to change it from the 23rd to the 30th.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Yes, Dave?
Yeah. The motion is to refer to the coordinating committee.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that the motion?
The amendment, yeah.
Okay, the motion is, do you want to refer it to a coordinating committee?
Okay, the vote is no.
Okay, no. William?
No.
Dave?
Dave?
Maria?
No.
You said no?
Yeah, no. No referral. This is to refer, no.
Okay. Donna? No. Nkosi?
No.
Wendy?
No.
Teresa?
No.
Patty? Ray?
I put the lone yes vote.
Okay. Bob?
No.
Michael? Oh, you're gone. Ambrose?
Epstein.
Mark?
No.
Rob?
No.
Serena?
No.
Coming back to Dave?
I abstained.
Oh, you did?
Didn't
hear you. Sorry.
Didn't pass.
And one
Steve.
More person. Patty?
No.
Okay, the no's have it, Madam.
Wait a second. Steve's still here. And he votes no.
Who?
We kicked you off. We didn't hear you.
Steve Pierce. You kicked me off?
Yeah, you're off.
Oh, you're on here? Okay. And what did you say, Steve?
I said no.
Okay. Thank you. The noes have it, Madam Chair.
I can get off just by being quiet?
Well, you didn't vote in the last motion.
Well, I did vote. Oh, you didn't call on me.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, did you?
And the dog ate my paper.
I vote. I abstain on the last one, okay?
Okay. So,
okay.
This will not be referred to the coordinating committee. Now we have the main motion at hand.
Okay, the main motion is to change it?
Yes.
Okay, the main motion is, do you want to change it from the
point of order,
23rd to the 30th?
Was that seconded?
Yes.
It was seconded.
Yeah, Bob seconded it.
It was seconded.
Okay.
Madam Chair, would you call? I mean, personally, I would not support it without the consultation, so at this point, it doesn't make sense by itself.
Do you withdraw the motion?
The consultation asking for is to see if Houston
can. If people check to see if the change could be done without, you know, without prejudice.
Okay.
You know.
How would the board feel about moving forward in this way? What I could do is send around an email to get a sense of which dates would be preferable, and in the meantime, Wendy could check to see if, in fact, the dates if in fact we could still receive the free meeting space if we were to change the date.
Could I
point of order or information?
Yes, William.
Could you do it in a manner similar to, like, and I'm willing to help you with it, like, with an Evite, so you can see it, like, everyone can see what people's choices are, like, just so it's like a ranking and you don't even have to do any work.
Yeah.
This is Patty.
Okay.
That's Patty.
I mean, we just, we all know what we want to do here. Can we just vote? We already have people on both sides of the, you know, that they want it. Let's just vote. How long are we going to wait and make people wait? And then you still have a motion that has to be voted on if it's going to change. So it's just putting, it's just wasting time. It's going to be a big rush in the end. We should vote. This is just crazy.
The reasoning for waiting is to see whether or not we could still get this space for free, because that seems to be a lot of people's concerns at this point. And if that concern wasn't there, then, you know, that might be a deciding factor. That's all.
Point of information?
Yes, Ngozi?
That would mean, though, that we would vote on this motion or a similar motion at the next teleconference?
No, we'd authorize the chair based on the feedback to do what was appropriate,
Thank
I think.
Yeah, I hope.
This is Wendy. Can I say something?
Yeah, Wendy.
We really need to move forward on planning the meeting. We're trying to save money for the Pacifica Foundation, and it's not saving money for that. Right now, we have a whole bunch of things in place, and I would urge everyone to vote for the meeting that they agreed to 3 months ago. It's a huge amount of work to plan this meeting anyway, and we've already got a bunch of things in place. We should be penalized for that. How we need to do it, and all you guys need to get your tickets now.
I have to say that I just think if I were in Wendy's position, it would be incredibly depressing right now to put all this work into it and have to pull off a non-corporate meeting and at the last minute, essentially, to be asked to... I wouldn't even want to ask these people to reschedule it.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, let's just vote and get on with it.
Madam Chair, we're over time. What do you want to do? We asked for 15 minutes. We actually were over about 3 minutes.
Let's vote.
Yeah, Jesus.
Ray, do you want to move forward with the motion?
No.
So you want to withdraw the motion?
I withdraw the motion.
Madam Chair?
Dave?
I had wanted to propose that the Pacifica National Board give its congratulations to our former executive director on the birth of his twins.
Is that a motion?
I'd like to move that we congratulate our former ED on the birth of his twins.
Okay, is there a second?
I second that.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections to...
Well, can we please congratulate his wife?
Well, that's true.
Right.
But it's ED and his wife.
Can we congratulate Dan and Elizabeth Coughlin on the birth of their twins?
Can we congratulate the twins?
Are there any objections?
No.
Okay. Would you like me to send one as officially?
Please do.
Okay. I will do that.
I would only ask, Julie, that you put it on our website, too. How about that?
Okay.
Did we come to some final resolve on what we're going to do for Houston?
Yes, we did.
Well, okay. The meeting is September 23rd.
We're not going to tell you.
Thank you, Dave.
Orders of the day.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Oh.